Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yay!
Hey. Look at you hanging, girl.
Do I even need to say who it is? Listeners, here's your clue. Happy hour. Judy Tenuta, comedy Woo! Legend, is here.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
First of all, we heard a little accordion and then, oh.
Yeah. That you shouldn't have to ring the doorbell.
It seems redundant to say Judy Tenuta's here.
That is my doorbell. Oh.
That's how I knew, because normally you yell up to me.
I did yell up to you. Just ignored me.
No, but I knew because I heard,
oh.
And then a little accordion. And then I heard a little beep.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How are you? I have to say, Thank you for your wonderful Christmas party. I wish everyone could have been there, but suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suffer bitches.
Yeah, that's right, bitches.
You were just a bunch of just comedy legends floating around. You, Lily Tomlin, Elaine Boozler,
it was great.
Just floating about.
It was awesome. So much fun.
Judy Tenuta floats like a goddess. Mm-hmm. She doesn't walk on this earth.
Well, that's very sweet to say, but I'm actually very clumsy. I'm not kidding.
Me too.
Wait a minute.
Me too.
Look at the shoes. Look at the shoes.
What?
I have to wear... Yeah.
Are those orthopedic, or are they just big clunky sneakers?
Oh, nice. Yes, can I please change your bedpan?
Yes, I might need that.
No.
Yeah.
These are just, I don't know.
All right. They're fantastic and chunky.
They're chunky and they're very comfy.
That's how I like my sneakers and my peanut butter.
Yeah, chunky. Right? Oh, what? Me too. I got to have chunky.
All right. What are you drinking? What are we drinking? I'm drinking my usual wine. What is this you've concocted?
Travis made it.
You're calling this a cucumber dilettante? Ivanka Trump would drink it if she had class.
Wow. What's in it?
It's cucumber mint vodka, a little elderflower liqueur, muddled cucumber and lime, and soda.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
You can drink it, or you can put it on your face to keep excess oil off.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
toner.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We love it.
Thank you.
It's
dual purpose.
Gay men like their facial products.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Including sperm mask.
Yes.
What? Judy, here's my point. We need extra liquor this week because this was State of the Union week, and we had to... Listen to that orange motherfucker for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, I loved Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Though. Did we just love her?
She made everything
faces,
better.
And then doing
the clap,
her crossword.
The fuck you clap.
Oh, I know.
With the papers. I just loved it.
Doing
it
some paperwork.
When she started doing a Sudoku.
I'm a boss. I got some shit to do. Go ahead. You keep talking. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you keep squawking. Bitch. No, what a dick. I mean, you can tell. It's even bad when you see malaria over there.
Right.
Oh, yes. I guess he's speaking.
Melanoma.
Yeah. I guess he's speaking, but I can't worry about it.
Oh, my God. There was. Did you see that one picture of her? She looked like one of the velociraptors. She was like, and someone tweeted, well, Melania looks relaxed and comfortable.
She's been using the same toner or bronzer that he is. They've become the same color.
Yeah, she's
the jeans too.
She's orange now. She's orange brown.
Yeah.
Of all the lies that came out of the White House, seriously, the whole it's good jeans.
His
color.
Oh my!
Did you hear that?
What did he say? Oh,
Sarah Sanders said his good jeans are a result of his tan. Year round tan is a result of good jeans.
Yeah.
Could she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, what was the picture in the wind? I love pictures of him in the wind. I
oh, yeah,
for them.
Because then the comb over is flying.
Right,
off,
but you also can
like
see the line in the whatever it is, tanner or tanning bed or spray or whatever
well,
it is.
Because when you do those things, you have to put on like one of those hairnet
right.
type things. So there's going to be a line.
Listen, I understand because we have to find my high school prom picture because I did Band de Soleil, remember? Because I was the little Catholic girl from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to have a tan in the winter. And so I did that. And I was orange. And I was orange. And I also had horrible hair. I had a home perm.
Oh, yeah. I had those when I was like 7. My mom was like,
your mother gave you perms at 7?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess
was she child trafficking you
Catholic,
to make money?
Catholic, we have to suffer, you know.
Oh, I thought maybe you were a little Pat. You were like a little JonBenet or something. Like a little pageant girl.
No.
Perms at 7?
Maybe I was 8. But wait, speaking of children.
Okay. All right, here we
I
go.
Know you, see, now, you
Judy has something in her bag.
I haven't been here for a while.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And part of the reason
oh,
is
Jesus. What is that? It's creepy already.
I had a baby. Okay. And I had a daughter.
That's a creepy Judy Tenuta doll that you just pulled out of your bag. For those of us that a lot of most people only listen on
you know,
audio.
This is why they don't go for cloning.
Yeah.
But this is, but look at her.
Oh,
she,
wow. That's creepy. Okay.
You know, hi. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, okay. This is Judy Jr.
Okay.
Oh. Somebody right. gave it to me.
Judy, I'm concerned for you.
I know I am too, but when you get things.
Are you doing a puppet act now or is
no.
this just your.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This is my.
All right. Daughter.
This makes my sex robot sure. story that I have in front of me right now seem
yeah.
more relevant.
Yeah, that does make the people that sell the used sex robots not seem as creepy.
Oh, yeah. Well, although, yeah, those right. look really real. You could tell that my daughter isn't. Anyway, we'll put her.
Okay.
To,
all right, honey.
Stage.
I think that's.
Nap time?
Huh?
It's nap time.
Yeah, she has
Mommy
to take
needs
a
drink.
Nap.
Nobody
yeah.
be scared of it. Aunt Judy hasn't had her medicine yet. It's okay.
My medicine is
wow
cucumber and mint flavored.
Yeah,
oh my
I
God,
love it.
I can't get my
love
box
it.
To turn off. What's happening?
I love that
I
scary music.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, I don't
it's
know what
the
I
poltergeist.
Did, I can't. My box is stuck, Sean. I don't know what's happening. Okay, it's fine now.
Is that the? Is
it's not
that,
the first time she said that to Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, my box is stuck.
All right. Yeah. I mean, how much of a boss was Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, so I just.
I mean,
loved
the
her.
Clap, but the fuck you clap was
oh my
just.
God.
Right, it's just like, oh, look
right,
at you! You make
right.
a you made a big poo.
But
good.
Just yeah,
good,
yeah,
good, good, good,
right,
good.
Right in his face.
Who made a big boy poo?
I do that every time she lands a hard break on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh
good.
My God! But I love this. This
the patronizing
is, this
clap.
Is like the seal clap. You know, right. it's like it was great. Like he's a seal, which he is. You know,
right.
But, you know, he's like a circus.
More like a walrus.
He is a circus walrus.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh my God! I know people are starting to like say the same tics that bother me.
Oh.
When he does an interview and they say something true and he goes, excuse me.
Oh.
And then he interrupts like that. Like he says, like he's being polite. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Right.
And what about, I haven't seen, you know, I think Malaria has been ghosting us. I don't see her that much.
Really? Do you feel like the relationship is less than warm? Is that what you're, what are you implying?
No, I'm implying that there's no first lady. The only time she... The only time she's a first lady is when she can copy whatever Michelle Obama said.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So she lost the Michelle Obama script, obviously.
Listen, I know there's a lot of blackface controversy, but I would not be surprised if, you know, she went extra far with the tanner to be exactly. Like,
Republicans don't mind it. It's only Democrats that are offended.
That's it. That's why she's extra tan right now. She's no, really.
Yes. Yes.
She's got a wrong mix.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what she's trying to do. Yeah. I'm sure she's trying to escape, though. But,
yeah.
you know.
Do you think there's some tunneling going on? She's like, she saw the tunnel under where Trump wants to build his wall.
Oh.
To Mexico. And she's like, oh.
Baron, come.
Is that, I'd be best if Baron I can make one. Baron, stop.
Be best.
Oh, be yeah. best if you took
you
some digging
to
classes.
Be best. Yeah, I
be
don't,
best.
I don't really care. Okay, great. Great.
Do you think someone's fucking with her? Because you know that's not proper grammar.
Oh, of course not. Yeah,
should well, it be the best? No, just be best.
I'm sure when
be
she said,
best.
I'm sure when she said be best, some assistant went.
Yes, clap. Yes, good.
Yes, good, Melania.
You get your sandwich that you get once a decade. Here.
Oh, my God.
Here.
A leaf of spinach.
I mean, but I was deciding that I think I might go to D.C. Because I am going to saddle up Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I
she
need to
ride. She looks already
her.
Rode hard and put up wet.
Doesn't she? She's,
yeah.
She's not. Yeah, I'm going to ride her around the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
I think that would be.
Party, 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 yeah, party, party. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
time. It's time to party here with Stephanie and Travis and
Sean.
Sean. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't forget. Okay.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm not into rhymes right now.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's new.
In the age of Trump, so we don't get to
that's
rhyme.
So done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's been doing a little. You know, just a little. I'm just saying, hitting the vittles and the moonshine a little extra hard. A little, it's a little stress eating and something, right? Don't you think?
Yes.
Like that one eye, that spinny eye. The spinny eye is a little spinnier than usual. It's a little.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're talking about Huckabee.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabag. Yeah. That's her eye. That's her eye. That's trying to escape.
Sarah Suckabeast.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Sandbag. Whatever.
She's got a lot of names.
And you can say them all on this show because there's no FCC.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, are we allowed to say?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I feel like you.
Oh fuck. Oh my God. Did I say that?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Let it out, girl.
Yeah. No. The goddess cannot say that. No.
It could happen. It could.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And
it
there's
did.
Audio and video to prove it.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I feel like, how can you not swear? This is the non-FCC version of the happy hour when we drink and swear and talk shit about Donald Trump. Because how can you not?
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. Can we start to have a definition up for impeachment? Because what is this troglodyte? I mean, he is not upholding the Constitution.
Troglodyte.
Right?
The word of the day.
Troglodyte. He's a troglodyte. He's a troglodyte. He's a beast. He needs to be put to sleep. I mean, we know that.
Hello, Secret Service. This was just a satirical Judy Tenuta song.
Yeah. Put to sleep. He needs nap time.
Nap.
That's what he meant.
He's had too many Diet Cokes.
Yes.
He's like caffeinated up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love He's it that he eats. What is he?
Adderall.
Doesn't he eat cheeseburgers in bed or something?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it so clear that it's Adderall or something? Like
he's doing
just,
lines of Adderall with Russian hooker tits.
See, here's what I'm scared of, though. If we get him out, then comes Pence.
Well, you know, Sean Comiskey will tell you that.
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
Right.
You could take lessons from him with your puppet because did you see his lips move? Did you see his lips move?
You're right.
No. I didn't see that.
You're right.
I haven't trained
you're
better
right.
than your creepy little puppet child.
You don't like it. Well, it was
I like it.
No,
I like it, Judy.
She was a gift.
She was a gift. That seems totally normal.
People, come on, Stephanie, you're not used to getting some weird gifts.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what we closed down the P.O. box.
What is your weirdest gift? You have to have one. Your weirdest?
Oh, a guy in prison did send me a drawing of myself, and I'm a very busty blonde, and I'm sort of reclining over a cliff almost or something.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was laminated, too.
He wants you to be blonde and and jumping off a cliff. With
right.
Him. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Well, as long as he does. Oh, bless you.
I'm fine. Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Cheers. We need a drink.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, let's do
come
it.
Come on. Come on.
Clink, clink.
That's
clink,
right, Davis. Okay. Clink it. Yeah,
oh
we got
God.
It.
God, I know because normally even I only watch clips of Trump. Having to watch him almost an hour and a half was just.
Oh, it was worse than my nephew's bar mitzvah. And I'm not even Jewish, but you know, I'm Catholic. But
it's really bad. It's a bad bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A priest did it, I assume, which is really weird.
Which is really the worst. Yeah, you don't really want a priest doing that. Oh,
no.
The priests have done enough, we know.
Yeah, they've
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We don't need them doing with the young boys.
Because we've talked about this. You're born in Oak Park, which
ironically,
as we've said, the only thing you can't do in Oak Park is park. There's no parking.
Do you know how many times I've been towed away in front of my, when
Thank
I used
you.
To live there?
I got an accordion on that.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you. Okay.
I, yeah.
No parking in Oak Park. Okay.
It's just,
I forgot that you have, you were also Catholic like me, but Polish mom, me too.
Yeah.
Italian. Oh, yeah. I'm one of your siblings.
Yeah.
No, not that Polish mom, different one.
You're 23 and me could drop some fun
stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Wouldn't that be great if I'm related to Judy? Okay.
Yeah.
And an Italian father.
Yes.
But nine sibling, not, what, nine? One of nine.
Yes, one of nine.
Wow.
So that's why I didn't even get to hear myself speak until after I graduated high school. So then
you had
I go.
To move out.
Yeah, yeah. And going to Catholic.
That's why you've been talking ever since.
Yeah, exactly. Because I, you know, in Catholic school, you have to shut the hell up or the nun bitch slaps you with the ruler. You know that. You know. 12 years of that. So, but I have to say, they were nice to me. They were not mean to me because, I'm a delicate flower.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hide.
Flower.
I don't hide the beast in me until someone.
Right.
Until a predator tries to possess me.
You are obviously a goddess and a petite flower until.
A predator. He tries to possess me. No, no, you cannot possess me. No, no, stop it. Bitch.
That's taking me back to some of your old specials that I watched when I was a teenager.
Yeah, you cannot. I don't know. Is that good?
All right, wait. Let's talk about this because we talked about this on the air today about this whole blackface scandal and yada yada.
Okay, by the way,
in 1994, you were nominated for your first Grammy for your comedy CD, Butt Pirates and Lesbitarians. Could you do that today?
No.
We were saying this is what's happening. I was talking about Don Rickles. You're the perfect person because in your Wikipedia, Judy's noted for her brash onstage persona and insult comedy.
I don't think I'm insult comedy.
Well, brash, I would say.
Yeah, brash.
But isn't that true? That it is like you couldn't get away. Don Rickles was nonstop like racial slurs and
constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
But they love Lisa Lampanelli, who was like the regeneration kind of him. And so, I mean, I don't know. Didn't she just decide to just do speeches now?
I don't know what she's doing now.
Well, anyway, but here's the thing. You know, she's very much like that.
Right.
And they flock to her.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of gays that love her, and you know,
a lot of gays love you.
I love the gays,
but that's what I'm saying. So you did it. There's an album that you got a Grammy called Butt Pirates, but you go, can you get away with that today?
Never.
Even though like everyone knows you're pro gay and you have a huge gay following, but
no,
like I mean, where do you come down? Because Bill Maher always says this, like we're too politically correct now, and everybody, you know.
Oh, it is. It's just beyond. But also, may I just say, I was very surprised that I got nominated for that. Right. My lawyer called me and goes, I don't know, is this right? You just got
Let me speak for all of us when I say yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is right.
Yeah, well, I was very excited, but I was so excited because that year Hillary Clinton was at the Grammys, and I was just so excited that I thought, oh, my God, I would just love it if I could win so she could announce. And for her album, Butt Pirates and Lesbitarians. Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen.
And it has happened.
Those are dreams. Wait, didn't she have to read off the list of nominees at least?
I can't remember. That was I just was so excited.
You could get copies of that. If you could get some audio of that, we could edit that together and make it happen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, but she was there. And also, you know who else was there? Michael and the other. I always get them. Janet. Michael and Janet.
Oh, Jackson.
And you couldn't tell. Speaking
now, was he in blackface?
He'd gone back to his
or his usual white face.
No, it was the 90s. What? It was white.
Come on.
He was, he was definitely beige that day.
No, my dad used to confuse Michael and Janet. The first time I remember watching one of the AMAs and my dad walked in and Janet's up there singing Escapade and my dad goes, is Michael doing drag now? I was like, that's Janet. He's like, little Janet Jackson. I'm like, yes, Dad.
Wasn't he always doing drag? I don't know. But, you know.
Okay, so
but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you're the perfect person to have this conversation with. That, you know, because first of all, we all did dumb shit in high school, inappropriate pictures, or probably you and I probably did. God knows how many inappropriate jokes or skits or whatever the fuck we did back then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was imitating a TSA agent, and so I.
Yeah.
You know, for one little bit that I have on my YouTube. And it's like, you better get over here, girl. You know, and I'm sure I could be crucified for that.
Right.
I don't know.
For imitating a black woman. But
how they talk to me.
Yeah.
Right. No, and that's, I know. I mean, but that's why I think it's such an interesting conversation because as we joke about, like, your album's Butt Pirates, but again, does it matter that we know that you're really pro-gay and you have a huge gay following and people know the difference between things said in love and joking?
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm sorry, most of these Republicans who are really racist.
Oh.
And it's really, like, sort of horrible racist stuff that's not meant... In jest, even 30 years ago.
Horrible, racist, and gun-toting and right. ready to kill anyone not white and blue-eyed.
Right. Right. I mean, right. we used to joke about the show that we're like, theoretically, we should appeal to no one because I am too liberal for conservatives and too politically incorrect for liberals. So we've been on the air for 15 years.
No, but
theoretically,
I think,
this appeals to no one.
No.
So, right.
But no, but listen.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
No, but there's but there's a lot of people like us who are like in this quandary about, well, what can I can't say anything now. Right. So let's talk about it because we can talk about it. This is like the safe place to talk
right.
about it.
It is your safe place. Show us on the doll where it wasn't safe. Oh, no. Oh, God, I brought up the doll. Oh, Jesus, Sean.
No, but she,
but
what
as
did
you
I
say
do?
That, she sticks her hand up her
I brought up the doll, and now it's out again. And it's creepy eyes and its mouth. Oh, Jesus.
Do you think Mike Pence has a Trump doll that he does that to every night?
I don't even know what that doll. That is doll is terrifying.
Wait, Stephanie.
Okay, you're a horrible ventriloquist. Stop that.
I am, but it's how my daughter talks. Look at she's talking now with that. It's just.
I'm sorry. Did you say daughter? I forgot. Did you procreate?
I don't.
That's
oh, that's
what I thought.
Oh, that's your daughter. You're referring to the creepy doll.
I and people Sean, and look us. At her. She's Woody Allen's daughter. I got some of the sperm. No,
what?
I okay. Well, you know All he's right. got
that
sperm laying in
too. Her. That seemed wrong too. Whatever you meant by that.
I can't say that, right?
Okay. You can say whatever you want.
I think it may be. I, you know, she's
allegedly.
She's from a sperm bank.
Yeah.
So who knows?
But isn't it just a weird conversation we're having now between the fucking pussy grabber in chief, who's been credibly accused by 17 women, including his first wife, of rape?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. And then took it back after there was a prenup and, or, you know, not a prenup, excuse me, like a, you know, settlement. And I they are just openly, virulently racist. And so. Now we're playing this game, right, of false equivalence of, you know.
Although, did you hear the latest out of Virginia?
What?
Let's just say WTF Virginia.
Oh, but first, yes. Can we, someone say, can we reboot Virginia? Just unplug it and plug it back in.
Like, Florida is looking at Virginia saying, give me back my weave.
Right.
It's like, what is going, because, okay, so.
But it's a Republican head of the state legislature.
Who's fourth in line.
Who what?
Who's fourth in line.
Yes.
Who, so the top four.
Who
the,
edited. All this, racist these yearbooks. Racist yearbooks, then put all these pictures in there. You're like, really, motherfucker? You're gonna play this game? So, all right, we got to have both of our, or all three of our people resign, right?
Oh,
I mean, it's
oh, no.
If they have to go, he has to go.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least Democrats are, and the lieutenant governor that's been accused of sexual harassment. At least Democrats like Kamala Harris are saying, saying, you know, give him due process. Because Al Franken didn't get due process.
No, he did not.
Right?
No, he did
I mean,
not.
I, you know, Judy, I don't mean to say this is a different line for comedians, but I'm like, what I saw in that picture is a goofy comedian picture doing a USO tour.
Yes.
Like, I just was like.
You're honk, honk.
Yeah.
He wasn't even touching her. But, and whatever the other things were like, oh, he was handsy during photo ops. I'm like, really?
No, it just goes back to what you said. You cannot do anything now. You cannot.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many people at Sexy Liberals could sue me for being handsy during photo ops? I mean.
You saw Jane Fonda fill the gun show over here with me.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
She went right in. She said, can I touch those? She did ask permission, and I said yes.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Beverly D'Angelo asked me if she can kiss me, and I said yes, Mrs. Griswold. Yeah.
Did she really?
Jane Fonda.
Wow.
I'm bragging about that for the rest of my
you
life.
You better brag about
Remember
it. Jane Fonda was here?
By the way, by the way, we should just stipulate the answer is always yes at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Can we touch you? Can we kiss you? Yes.
Yes,
the answer
and
is yes.
It's just like
yes,
improv.
Yes, it's improv
it
here.
It's just
There's
like
no
improv.
Sexual harassment does not exist at the Stephanie Miller Show. It is always yes
Wait,
and.
Do you have a new safe word?
Yes and. Would you like to also stick your tongue in my ear, which I did to you.
And my husband.
When I first met you and your husband. There's that story today about the woman licking the face. I'm like, wow, what a pussy. Go in for the ear, man.
Wait, who licked the face? What was this?
It's a woman in Florida. Shocker.
Why is
a woman from
Florida? You know it's bad when you can't even have a kid that's not eaten by an alligator.
Right.
You know, you pop out the kid.
Or had their face eaten by someone on bath salts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, you almost broke our table. That
I'm
was good. Thank you. Oh, no, that was fantastic.
I'm so sorry.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It is.
And of course I have relatives living there, so that's scary too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Well, we don't talk.
All right. Well. Anyway. But yeah. That's just foreplay here at our show.
Yeah.
Face licking. That's just a way to circle the airport
that's like,
before you.
How do you do?
Before you land in the air. I like a little ear action. Do you like a little ear tongue action? A little bit. Yeah, with ear, the right person.
I like the ear thing, I think. I think I like the I don't know. I don't know about licking my face.
Licking the face. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you need to land in the ear. You can't just like, that's a little weird.
Maybe she just had bad aim.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to find the ear.
Or she was trying to be on a Saturday Night Live skit. Because you see, they're doing a lot of face licking on there lately.
I hear all the kids are doing it. Hey, Sean, what's up with that?
Sean. Are all the kids face licking?
What's going on?
Or butt slamming?
We just put them on the spot.
I'm 32. I don't know what the kids are doing.
What about butt lick? Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like, I hate when all the old people ask me shit. I mean, I don't know. Fucking Google it, grampies and grandmas.
I love Google. I'm sorry. That's
Is
bad.
It the top oh, box mom, at the top or the
my
box
My 96-year-old
Google?
Mom said that to me today.
Your mom is 96?
Well, she broke her hip. I was just there last weekend, like, visiting her in the rehab center. And Mike, her therapist guy.
Yeah.
That I knew, she's like, Steffi, he did the thing where you find out about people. I was like, Google. It was like a game show. I was like, Google, Mom? Google? Yes. I said, computer? Something with computer. She's like, oh, yes. Computer. Yes.
But she's 96.
Anyway, Steffi, he had very nice things to say about that. He knows who you are. I was like, ooh. All right. Because my mom's right wing. I was like, oh, okay, good. Well, Mike's a liberal. Yeah, but party.
What's great is that she still knows who you are.
Yes.
You know, no, really. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is my mom gives me news updates. Literally, I have a text from my mom today at 10 o'clock saying, now the idiot's calling it presidential harassment. I'm like, yeah, Mom, that happened yesterday. But just keep
That's like the guy that owns the show that always gives us news from like 3 weeks ago.
We should connect them.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Tell him to text your mom about news that he thinks that we're not, that we have no access to.
Yeah.
News. Okay.
And what about...
It didn't happen until it shows up on The View.
Oh.
Mom's world.
I don't see that
My mom
anymore.
Didn't believe me there was an earthquake in California in 1994 until Katie Couric told her on the Today Show. I called her right when it happened. I'm like, Mom, I'm okay. I just want you to know. She's like, oh, well, good. And then she called me frantic like several hours later. Steffi, I couldn't get through. Katie Couric says there was an earthquake. I was like, Mom, I fucking told you at goddamn 3 in the morning here that there was an earthquake and I'm fine.
Were you living here then?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's on bed.
No, not here. No, not here. I was in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, but your house
I was in Laurel Canyon making out with Frances McDormand.
Wonderful.
What? That was a joke. That's a joke about the movie Laurel Canyon. See, Sean knows. Only Sean gets me.
Sean gets it.
Come on.
Making out with Frances McDormand.
Because she was in the movie making out with her son's girlfriend in the pool in Laurel Canyon.
There you go.
Sean's, you know what? I'm a cougar, really. I need a young dude like Sean to get
I need a dude.
I need a lot of gay guys to come into my house and redesign it and sell it.
Trying to sell your house. Let's get this going on.
Yeah.
How do we live in the goddess's house? How do we do it?
Yeah. Well, it's very easy. You just go
to Zwillow.
Go to Zwillow. And I'm in my house is in Sherman Oaks. And go buy it. Buy it. Buy the goddess house. You'll love it. There's lots of secret closets. Oh, yeah.
I'm in on the secret closet.
It's like a different gay man pop out of every secret closet. Like
I just
during,
love
you
it.
Should do that. If you did that
Which
during the show.
Which one does Joanne Worley come out of?
That would be fantastic. I know Lily. We can set that up. Okay.
Oh, she got Jamie off.
That triggered Jamie.
Okay.
Jamie, Joanne
Worley's not here. It's okay.
No, she's not here. She's not here, girl.
She got a little upset.
Oh, God, Sean. We know which soundbite not to play when Jamie's in here.
Oh, my. We got to be careful.
That was a first.
She's like, I loved laughing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So what what struck you about or what struck your television that you threw at it during the State of the Union?
He's talking about, this is.
How about ripping babies from the womb
before the worst. That was the worst. Like, I would say that was...
Alien, like a...
Yeah, ripping babies from the womb? No, that does not, you
happen.
Know. No. Why didn't that happen when he was born?
A lot of things could happen. It could happen. That does not happen.
No, that
if
does
Judy
not...
If Judy Newton says it could not happen...
It could not happen.
Thank you.
No, and by the way, when they do the correct, back check, he was wrong.
Fact check, yes. No, he was wrong about everything. Travis, thank you, by the way, for helpfully providing the fact check again to go through with Judy Tenuta. But I don't have, I've lost the will to live. almost every fucking thing he said is a lie.
What
can we just put it at that? I can't even break down.
What about the one that was following, recapping everything Nancy Pelosi did while she was listening to this
speech? She's a boss.
She's a boss, man.
But you know what's so great?
Here's my snark face. Here's my fuck you clap.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. But see, this is why it would be so good if they could, you know, impeach him and
Pence.
Mm-hmm. And then she gets to be.
As we always say, President Pelosi. President Pelosi. Oh, could you do a President Pelosi song? Come on, you know you could.
I love her. I love her. I love her, Nancy. Yeah. I love her. Nancy, she could soon be our President Pelosi. Our President Pelosi. Yes, 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 yes. Ah. It could happen. Okay.
Wow. Oh my God, it was punctuated perfectly by a Jamie bark. That was fantastic.
I think Jamie approves of Pelosi.
Jamie likes President Pelosi.
He does.
President Pelosi has been in this house in my living room. At my dinner party, talking. Yes.
Oh, we love.
I don't know what that is. That is historical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't eat Judy's daughter.
Judy Jr.
Travis brought up a great thing, though, today about just misogyny and how he said, look at how Pelosi's ratings have shot up and she's all cool now.
Three months ago, she was the boogeyman.
And they've demonized her just like Hillary for so many years. And Travis said, remember when Hillary was all cool at the State Department with the BlackBerry and the sunglasses and the texts and the same thing? And you go, guess what? They've always fucking been smart and cool.
Yes,
it's just Russia and fucking, you know, all these attack ads that suddenly Hillary's evil. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is supposed to have been evil for years. Guess what? I've met both of them. They're really fucking funny and smart and warm and like great.
The entire Republican campaign for House was they're going to go there and be another vote for Nancy Pelosi. They're going to be a puppet of Pelosi. They're going to be step in line with Nancy Pelosi when they get there. And it was like, oh, no.
They made Nancy Pelosi creepier than your
Judy Jr. You should be.
She has
Nancy
a name.
Pelosi.
She has a name. It's Judy Jr.
Nancy Pelosi is Chucky Fuck Christine. Like Chucky Fuck Christine the car. And now she's coming to kill you. But in a perfect world, there'd be no Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, sorry, what? Oh, no. We love her.
Yeah.
No, we love her. And also, I love Kamala Harris.
Yes.
I love Kamala Harris, too.
She could do it.
It could happen.
She can.
Are you saying it could happen?
It could happen. I do think she is, in my world, she's the main candidate for the Democrats.
I love her.
Do you have a 2020 wet dream ticket?
Huh?
The dream ticket.
A 2020 wet dream ticket.
I love her.
Yes.
I don't know about who would
I'm a Libra, so I'm in love with a lot of choices. I'm in love with
the I love
Beto,
her.
Beto. I'm in love with the...
Sherrod Brown and his gravel
Sherrod
voice.
I love Amy Klobuchar, who's getting in. I love. I love Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. I love.
Now, those two last ones I love too.
Yeah. I love Julian Castro. I love. We have to see how it plays out, right?
Kamala Beto. That's.
Oh.
Tell me that's not sex on a stick.
Stacey Abrams. I mean, they're all fantastic.
Or Kamala and Castro.
No, Kamala Castro has a nice...
That rolls right off the
residence,
tongue.
Residence, yeah.
It does. That's good.
Yeah. You know about rolling off the tongue.
What? What?
It's a lesbian joke.
Oh, pardon. Roll it off your tongue and roll it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but...
Thank you for getting me.
Dream now is being Mrs. What are we calling it? Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
That's nice.
Hello, I am Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
You've had too many drinks to be doing that thing with your mouth because it's not working like it usually does.
I'm already spitting on it.
It doesn't work when it's so... It barely works when you're sober.
It's my second glass of wine-ish.
It's only 2:35 in the afternoon.
I love it.
I know, we did this an hour earlier with Judy. But I feel like it's my patriotic duty to drink with Judy.
That's right. Oh, right.
This is earlier than even I would normally drink. But you know what?
I'm gonna blame it on America. I'm going to blame it on Chuck Todd. He's on right now. You're drinking because of Chuck Todd.
We have Chapped to drink after that, so too, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
We call it the STFU.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we would like him to.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
I like it. Yeah.
We've never had better use for all of our shut up drops like this one, too.
Oh, well,
we got a new one.
Yeah.
Got a new one?
Yeah. Well, hang on. Here. Oh, hang on. He's getting it.
It's in the wrong box.
He has nimble fingers.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up. up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain, where there are no more ups to shut.
I love it.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's from the new Grace and Frankie season.
Oh,
Lily okay. Tomlin, who we you love. Hung with at my Christmas party. Come on.
Well, you know, I worship her.
Yeah.
Of course.
And Jane Wagner.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
Wait, what does that make you when a goddess worships you?
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, she's like a titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ones that came before the goddess.
Well, there were some younger female comics that were really kind of worshiping me. It was really
nice. I know. Yes, they were all twittering about.
Maybe they were twittering everyone, but it was still nice anyway.
They were like,
it's Judy Tenuta.
I think I told you, not when we spoke on the phone yesterday, but when I talked to you last time, it was like you, Elaine Boozler, Julie Brown.
Yes, Julie Brown
Lily
was here.
Lily Tomlin.
Yes, we love
it. It was like, these were the women that I grew up watching. Yep. And I'm sure I saw you somewhere. I just didn't realize it was you because you didn't have your own Showtime special.
All right. Well, I did not. I was not a goddess like these goddesses.
But now I work with you and I know how special you are.
I was a nerd in my basement like I am now.
No, this is great.
Do you have a song about the State of the Union and how fucking sucky it was?
Oh, my God. Because
it fucking sucked, didn't it? Wasn't it the worst speech ever?
Oh, my God. Well,
he got lost in the field.
And it's not just that. Just, as usual, bragging about all his accomplishments.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the greatest economy ever.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, which he inherited.
Can we just go through that again? George Bush handed Barack Obama the worst recession in our history, 10% unemployment. Barack Obama handed Donald Trump a 5% unemployment.
Yes.
This is still Barack Obama's economy. This is just insane. This whole, and he always, obviously distorts the numbers of the economy, everything, right? He always like, oh no, that's not true. He's going from election day when Barack Obama was still president and taking all his great number, whatever.
And, excuse me, I know you don't love my baby, but at least my baby is not in a cage. What is going on? This
True.
Mother trucker fucker. Yeah.
And they don't even know where
the babies are now.
Yeah.
They don't know where the babies are or the parents.
Yeah.
The parents.
Representative Schakowsky was on and we were doing a Seinfeld routine like, where are the children? Where are the children?
You know, she was warming up. She actually did that in the committee meeting today.
I know.
And by the way, he's talking about how Mexicans are going to kill us. How about psycho mentally ill, which was the first bill that he passed? Oh, yeah, the mental get to have guns.
How about kids with hats that wear MAGA hats and carry guns?
Yeah.
Kids what?
Kids with MAGA hats carrying guns.
MAGA.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know.
All right. I just feel like there's a song in you about how sucky this particular State of the Union was.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, it's sad. He's not my president. He's not your president. But somehow, he did a speech.
That's got a Russian little rhythm going in
there,
too.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that's happening? Because he's doing it. He's doing it. He's in with Putin. With Putin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's wrong.
No.
It's wrong. Right. He cannot be our president. And stop your, and do your fact check, bitch. Do your fact check, bitch. Malaria would have had a better fact check than him. Just look at Nancy. Nancy had her notes. Nancy had her notes.
Nancy
had
her notes.
Right. She was always right. We love her. She could be our president.
Yay. Okay, hooray.
That was
I loved it.
Did you see, by the way, on...
I loved it. Non-sarcastic clap. No.
She's giving me the Pelosi meme.
We're giving you a... No, did you see that Comedy Central, The Daily Show, on Tuesday night? They started a Twitter feed, Trump Sniff Count.
Oh, God.
It hit 45.
Don't you have friends here? I have friends here that worked on Apprentice. They're like, he was a drug addict. They had to send runners out to get drugs, like, constantly. And then they had to bring in hookers to calm him down so they could tape. I'm like, why is this, like, everyone's like, what? No.
But he is a wildebeest.
Yes.
I mean, he is, you know, Yeah, he eats cheeseburgers in bed. He does all these horrible things. He's obese and all that, but he's not going to die because mean people don't die.
I know, right? Hitler had to fucking kill himself in the bunker.
Dick Cheney will never go.
Oh, my God. Cheney's still alive. Saddam Hussein. Like, it just took forever. I'm like, oh, my God. And all the good people die young.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney's literally living off the heart of younger people right now. Like, right? Like, his heart runs out. They get a young guy.
What is he even doing?
Yeah. Did you see Vice?
Yes, fantastic. I did. Oh, my God.
He's so evil.
That guy.
Christian Bale.
Oh, my God. The guy. I didn't know it was him at first.
It's, it could have, they could have named the movie American Psycho again, and it would have been perfect.
No, he was so fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. Yeah. Stop it. There's children here.
No, there's not. There's no children anywhere. Oh, Sean. Oh. He's 32.
And baby children.
Oh, the creepy child of you. No, puppet child.
But she was a kid.
Right.
Be nice about kids.
Is that going to be part of the act now?
No. Okay.
I thought you were going to reveal that you've like become a ventriloquist.
Oh no.
Oh.
That can't happen.
I mean, now that Waylon Follows and Madam,
a lot of
no
things
longer.
Could happen. That can't happen.
That can't happen because nobody can use my words. So I'm doing them.
Exactly.
These are my words.
Yeah.
I promise. Oh wait, can I talk? No, I can't do it.
Right.
You saw that.
Okay.
We'll leave that.
All right, despite that you were nominated for a Grammy for an album that had the word butt pirates in it.
Two albums.
Yeah, I understand. I just want to focus on the one that was named. Not in Judy We Trust, but in Goddess We Trust. Pardon me.
Yes.
Okay, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
What about I'm talking about AIDS? And there's Mike Pence sitting behind him who took money from AIDS to give to conversion therapy.
Yes.
Like, what the?
How dare Trump think he's Elizabeth Taylor now? All of a sudden, he's saying, I hate AIDS. No.
I'm going to solve AIDS.
He is trying to get the gays on.
Oh, no, you're exactly right.
He is trying to get the gays on his side.
Yeah.
Does he think they're going to fall for that crock?
No. It was like he was checking off boxes because it was like right after he had talked about African-American employment being up to its highest level ever.
Yeah.
And it was right after you talked about women being employed and not getting the irony of any of it because they were all there because of
him. He's counting blowjobs as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
That's his employment act.
Huh?
Whoa.
Yes. What?
No, but it was like he was ticking off boxes trying to say, like, look at all the great things I've done for you. Look at all the great things I'm going to do for you. Look at what I'm going to do for you. He hasn't done shit for anyone.
No.
But himself. Lion's pockets.
That's right.
And his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The kids.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you a fan of Ivanka?
Oh, Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Yes, Ivanka doesn't speak
May I
much.
Speak for all of us when I say...
Buenos dias.
You can't even say it right. Oh, my God. That bitch should live in China. Why doesn't she just...
That's where she's going to move with all of her patents after they get kicked out of this country.
That's what I'm saying. Then he can't put a tariff on it. Because if she's there, right, with all her purses...
How would the orange be the new black with Ivanka in it? Don't you feel like Ivanka is also going to probably go to prison? Or maybe she'll be the last one.
One can only hope.
I think he will, if anything, he'll save her. But, you know,
Traitor Tot.
Although if she goes to jail, he could be like, I want conjugal visits.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Okay.
I just think I'm going to barf.
Okay.
What'd I say?
No, but it's very close to the truth.
Yeah.
Come sit on Daddy's lap.
That could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
We know that's the scary part. It really could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about them all ending up in prison? And it's sort of an It Could Happen closing song. Could we do that?
Oh, yeah.
While we're still vaguely sober.
I love it here because, you know, you get to drink at 2
Woo!
In the
afternoon.
Yeah. It's 2:45 right now.
When Trump's in office, there's always a reason to drink.
And by the way... I might say, Stephanie, thank you, but, you know, Travis was the bartender today.
I know.
Yeah.
Travis is a mixologist, man.
And people actually, like, will ask, like, what are you drinking? How can I make that? I want to drink along.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here you go.
I don't like to drink. I want to drink with everyone.
Yeah.
No, they want to drink along with us. They want to listen at home and drink.
There we go.
Well, I bet they are.
It's an interactive experience.
In Idaho, they're doing it.
You're like, what do I need to survive Donald Trump's residency? I know. I need booze and accordion. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's get together. Get out your squeeze box. Get out your squeeze box.
Mm.
Yeah, you need it to drown that Trump out. Get your squeeze box. Oh, yeah, some liquor. Liquor.
Yeah.
We need that liquor.
I hardly know her.
No, wait a minute. That
wrong
was
song.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Song.
Go ahead.
No, I like that one. That was a good lyric.
All right.
Liquor. She hardly knows her. It doesn't matter. Liquor, liquor in the ear. Liquor, it's quicker. Just get there in the rear. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, you're talking my language.
What is happening?
Well, I, you know, you told me to go off, so
yeah,
I did.
Go off, man.
I got off. Oh, did I get off?
Yeah, no, you
I probably
well,
did.
We hope
I'm
you did.
Not really certain, but wow, this has been fun. She put that drink down hard,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
That was fantastic.
No, you know what happened? It's because the liquor is working now.
Yeah.
I did not make these that strong.
I know, honey, but you have
she's
to remember.
She's 5 foot two. She's
oh,
like
yeah.
a fucking little.
I'm like over here like 6'4", 195.
Didn't you enjoy her in Poltergeist? Look at her.
All are welcome. All are welcome.
This house is clean. I know, and believe it or not, I'm taller than my mom was. I know that's hard
really?
To believe. Yeah, she was 5.
Oh, really? Wow. How tall are your siblings?
Oh, no. Well, I have two brothers that are 6 feet.
See,
so it's hard to believe.
Oh, all right. This is why I love your accordion, because I grew up dancing to a polka record from my Polish mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I did. She used to play this polka record that I loved, and she would teach me how to polka. We were a big-ass bunch of Polacks.
It was really
I mean,
fun.
It was really Polacky. There were pierogies, and there were fucking pigs in blankets.
My mom, too, and all my aunts. They'd
right?
come over. Jak się masz, dobrze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's Polish.
All right. See, now we can't even do Polish jokes. I've done Polish jokes on the show, and I've gotten hate letters. I'm like, I'm Polish.
Yeah,
that was a joke
and
about,
me, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to stop it. No. They've got to stop prejudicing. Oh, God.
You're Polish and Italian, so
I've always
your Polish side was too dumb to kill your Italian side.
No, but,
you know,
I'm
what?
Polish and Italian, so that means I'm always taking a hit out on myself.
What?
You know, yes.
What?
It's just, oh, my God. Somebody better drive me home.
All right.
No, it'll be okay.
It'll be fine. Let's close with any sort of song you'd like. What's that party song I love? I love all your songs.
Oh, yeah, I do have a song.
Yeah.
I do have a song about that.
Yeah.
The world is going mental. We're getting kind of moody. It's time to listen to me, the goddess Judy.
Because
I'm the queen of love, the princess of romance. Shake it up, Scooby-Doo, and party in your pants. Yeah, 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 party in your pants. Party in your pants. Never has there been such a sassy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance.
Yeah.
Have yourself a big fat party in your pants.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't know.
Oh, God. All right. We love you.
The audience went wild. We
want to touch your organ. Thank you, Judy Tenuta.
Oh,
we love you. How do we
Stephanie.
Follow
love
you on Twitter?
You.
How do we worship you like the goddess that you are?
Oh, yeah. At Judy Tenuta on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, Judy Tenuta. And, of course, my website, judytenuta.com. Oh, I forgot to say, I have a Blu-ray coming out. It's the 20th anniversary of my first film, Desperation Boulevard. And it will be on my website, but it will be on Amazon soon.
Make sure to let us know so we can advertise it on Stephanie Miller on our Twitter feed.
Yes, please.
Thank
it's so
you.
Hard to find. So all of the connecting things are Judy Tenuta.
Yes.
And be sure and look for a house on Zillow.
Yeah, look for my house.
Yeah, Goddess,
please.
Goddess Palace. We love you.
I love you.
We thought it could happen, and guess what it did? It happened. Judy
Yay.
Fucking Tenuta on the happy hour.